Lucci was a nice, friendly dog. He helped us make a few drug seizures when he was working here in Dillingham.
That's DPD Chief Dan Pascarello, who used to work a lot of drug cases in partnership with the state, as did Lucci.
He helped make a few seizures out of the mail, marijuana mostly, at least one heroin seizure when he was here. He also got to travel. He went to Koliganek one time and helped us search a house.
The city of Dillingham used $8,000 of asset forfeiture funds to purchase Lucci in 2012, and he proved kind of a costly employee. Pascarello remembers the Dutch Shepherd always seemed to have some health problems that required trips into the vet in Anchorage. But the real cost to the city was its inability to hold on to the trained DPD handlers for very long.
We went through two of them and who actually only worked the dog for about a period of 1 year.
Without a trained handler, Lucci was legally of little use to the city's police force.
For a while, Lucci was like our mascot. He lived in our building. He was our friend. People took him for walks. People looked after him, played with him, fed him. Actually, at one point, he got too fat for his vest.
In 2014, Dillingham put Lucci up for adoption, and state troopers picked him up for their Ketchikan post. There, the shepherd shined. He was often used to sniff for drugs coming in from down south on the ferry. State troopers say over the course of his career, Lucci helped seize some 350 grams of heroin, 1,800 grams of meth, some 80-plus pounds of marijuana, plus pills, mushrooms, other drugs, and about $380,000 in cash.
A couple years after Lucci moved to the Ketchikan state troopers, he came up one time and was searching a boat in the boat harbor. It was kind of neat getting to see him again. It seemed as if he recognized members of the police department.
Lucci was retired from service in April, and his handler at the Ketchikan post kept him as a pet. AST says the 7-year-old Dutch Shepherd died from complications from a blood clot just a couple of weeks ago. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.